official show of the Australian Federal Government.
No respect.
Triple M Radio Chaser, authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Parasite.
Yes, the parasites today, Mark, Reece, Charles and Dom. Now, look, don't get complacent. The ratings haven't been a complete disaster yet, apparently.
But yet!
Commercial radio, as we know.
I'm from SBS. Any ratings are a success. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Mark, that's, you, because you're in the feed, aren't you,
this
on
is
SBS?
Right, yes.
Which,
yeah, can we just be more accurate? It's not actually on SBS.
It's on SBS Viceland. So for some people out there might not realise that their television has an SBS Viceland.
That's actually a channel? That's just not
actual,
a wasteland in the middle of nowhere?
Channel. I believe our ratings are sort of like that thing if, you know, with the HSC, if you get under 30 for UAI, you get an asterisk. I think we're the home of asterisks at SBS Viceland.
So what does management think, or do they not know you exist?
I just sort of just hide in the corner. They're not really aware of me. So really, they're mainly just concerned about Eurovision, and then they just kind of have to pad out for the rest of the year until that.
Yeah. What's the margin of error with that asterisk?
and do you have to have nudity as part of your show?
Like,
is that part of a requirement for SBS?
I pushed for it, but there's been some pushback against me nuding up.
Really? I think the margin of error may actually be that you work at SBS, Mark. Now, I know this is a visual medium.
Hang on.
If you imagine the whitest boy in New York, give him. Like, your hair's not bleached, is it?
It's actually naturally blonde.
It's absolutely.
Blonde.
Well, that's my contribution to the spectrum of diversity. I'm at the very pointy
end. You're at the
end,
very Aryan, the very Aryan end.
You're the control.
That's it. Well, exactly. I mean, like, I'm the only white guy on SBS other than Hitler. That's that's my niche.
Just glad you said it. He would have loved you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so look, we need to build from here, guys. Don't get complacent. We need to try and improve the show.
Now, Dom, what I've done to help, you know, with this, keep the show moving forward. I've Googled radio show, how to do a good radio show.
Oh,
why didn't we think of that?
Tell you what, the grill team, be keeping that to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, you know, keep this, you know, just to ourselves within this bubble of love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and no more fighting.
Well, luckily, no one tells smooth.
Luckily, not really that many people are listening to it anyway.
That's right. Well, it's interesting. So it's got things like, so under news topics, the first thing it says is, real news.
No fake news. Oh, okay.
You got to keep that news real, and it's got to be, you know. And if it's recent or breaking, that's excellent.
Have you heard of what the news is? No one wants to hear reality. It's awful.
It's horrible.
Exactly. Hang on. They're saying that if the news is recent, that's good. That's what news is.
It's literally what news is. Breaking events.
Oh, gosh.
That is news. Like, yeah, have you heard some news? Queen Victoria passed away today.
you handed out this piece of paper, and I appreciate the thought. It says here, sports news, especially local high school.
Oh, yeah.
So, look,
totally.
If North Sydney Boys has got a debating competition they want to tell us about, get 133.53.
Exactly. If you've got the Vigoro. I don't know if you've ever heard of that sport.
Vigoro? What? That's not a thing.
Vigoro is an actual sport, and my grandmother played it, and it's kind of like a kind of a cricket game, but it's like got a teardrop sort of bat. You're all looking at me totally blankly.
We'll investigate this list later on.
Lacrosse?
No, I'm not. Yeah, she's a rapey, you know, university. No, this is my grandmother played a game called Vigoro.
You're on Triple M, your home of breaking news, rock music, comedy, and Vigoro.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Your chance to win a Chaser prize pack in a few moments, containing the Chaser Quarterly Magazine, the latest edition, and some Triple M gear. 133.53. All you have to do is be able to spell better than an American. We've got Google's collected some the most Googled spellings across America. I'm going to run some of those past you. 133.53. If you think you can spell, none of them are hugely hard. Well, maybe one of them's a little bit hard. 133.53.
Show us your
spelling skill, and if you're better than the average American, you could win.
Dom, I think this segment's going to be a real ratings winner.
Spelling.
How many, Triple M hasn't heard such excitement.
How do you spell Triple M?
I don't think Americans would know how to spell Triple M.
No, probably not.
Triple M.
Making lunchtime radio great again.
Totally out of touch.
Like it never was.
Radio Chaser.
It is your chance to win here on Radio Chaser. Arguably the nerdiest program in the lunchtime block. Suck on it, ABC. 133.53 is the number, and thanks to everyone who's called in for the challenge.
This is the spelling bee.
It's a spelling bee.
Now, I've actually got a painful it's a painful memory for me.
Reese.
Yeah.
But Reese is so easy to spell.
No, it's not. Everybody got that name
R-E-E-C.
Yeah, see, yeah. Exactly. It's got no vowels in it, the frickin' Welsh.
R-H-Y-S. Yeah, that's, that is.
It's not very
it's
helpful.
It's an acronym, is what that is.
Yeah, lots of Riss and Rice and
Ross. It's easier to spell Rafe Fiennes than
your name. He's always Ralph to me.
What's your painful story?
Okay, the painful story is we had a spelling competition at school. This is in about second grade, something like that. And I remember I lost to Alison Gerard. Still remember her name.
Double R.
Of course. Yeah, double R. That's right, correct. But this is the word that I lost on. Lose. Oh. What? Yes.
I went
L-O-O-S. No, wait. And I tried to stop and it was too late.
No, but hang on. If there's more than one loo. If you go to the loo, there's multiple loos. I'm sorry, I think we need to...
Let's do a count back. Alison Gerard, what's your number,
Alison, if you're listening, yes. We need to sort this out.
Congratulations, right. Alison, and she won on vacuum.
Ooh,
which is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, so to give you an example of what we want here at the spelling bee, it's got to be an American format. So the way that they do it is, it's, for instance, for Triple M, rock, R-O-C-K,
in the
rock.
USA.
Mm. No, give me a no. Rock, R-O-C-K, rock. And it's not until the final rock comes in that you've submitted your answer. Now, the list comes from Google has produced a list of the most commonly misspelled words in various US states. So basically, whenever anyone in America types in how do you spell rock or whatever, they've logged that to humiliate the state later on. So we've worked out what all the words are that can't be spelt in various
states.
And
people say Google is evil. I mean, come on.
Let's go to James in Brookvale, first of all. That's B-R-O-O-K-V-A-L-E, Brookvale. Hey, James.
Hello, gents. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. How is your spelling?
I think it's pretty good.
All right, let's see how you go.
I'm pretty pleased.
This is quite a tricky one, actually. And so the most, given that this data was collected in winter, the most commonly misspelled word in Washington State and Maine, in fact, a couple of states that border Canada, unsurprisingly, is pneumonia, given that they're also freezing up there. How do you spell pneumonia, James?
This is incredibly impossible.
That's difficult.
Dom. You can't. No one can spell pneumonia.
I reckon James
that's
got
what,
it.
That's what we, you use Google for.
We had ACDC on before. Let's just start with that. Can you spell ACDC?
James, you've got this.
ACDC. There we go. Right, pneumonia. Starts with a P.
Yes.
N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Yeah!
You doubted James. You doubted him. And James smashed it. All right.
And James quickly looked it up on Google.
All right. So the next word here, you're already smarter than a whole bunch of Americans, James. I love this one. In Nevada, the home of Las Vegas, the most commonly searched word is available.
It's also not the home just of casinos, I should point out. There might be
there are
a few red light side businesses.
Availability
going on
is an issue. All right, so how do you spell available, James?
A V A I L A B L E.
So, welcome to Nevada!
Got a lot of Americans. You're doing very well there.
Welcome to Nevada.
I love this one. New Jersey, another place where there are a lot of casinos. Donald Trump's casinos, of course, in Atlantic City went broke. Their most commonly Googled spelling word, is absolutely true, is 12. Can you spell 12? They can't add up in New Jersey.
I want everything on number 12. How do I spell it?
12. T-W-E-L-V-E.
Let's just send him a car.
We've got Michael, Tarly, and Steve waiting, just in case you drop the ball, a few others as well. Moving on here. In South Dakota, the most commonly misspelled word is, in fact, and ironically, college.
Oh, my God.
How do I get into college with a D?
Well, I went to college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E.
He's done it.
Wait a minute.
Obviously, nobody checked how to spell Trump University.
This person has cheated. I reckon James has not gone to an American school.
Hey, James, you're almost there. Only two more. Now, in Wisconsin, the most commonly misspelled word, according to Google, is in fact Wisconsin. Seriously. People in Wisconsin are like, how do you spell the place where we're addressed again?
How do you spell Sydney?
How do you spell Wisconsin?
I think you just sort of just spell it as you say it. W-I-S.
Yep.
C-O-N-S-I-N.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, Wisconsin. That's exactly it.
I thought I heard a B there for a second.
No, it was a C.
I heard a B as well.
Yeah, I heard a B.
It's not
spelling B. He just chucked a B in there.
No, James knew that.
No, he's not. He's not a Reese.
You heard the same.
Now,
B in the
finally, the prize pack rests on this one, James. You've been smarter than Americans already in Washington, Maine, Nevada, New Jersey, South Dakota, and Wisconsin.
I think this shows that we should never have a quiz where you're trying to beat Americans on anything. Yeah, it's way too easy.
We are pretty.
I love that the state right next to pneumonia, the word they all look up is diarrhea.
There's a lot of health problems. You know, the health system sucks in America. Okay, so in Connecticut and West Virginia,
this is
the
gold.
Most frequently Googled word in terms of how to spell it, James. This is easy. You'll get this one. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
So obviously they're very, you know, big fans of the colourful musical.
They love a bit of musical theatre.
They love a bit of musical
theatre. In Connecticut.
Theater. Yep.
Have a crack.
Just waiting for Google to load. Yeah. Yep.
S-U-P-E-R.
Yep.
D-A-L-I-S.
Yep.
R-A-G.
Yes.
I-L-I-S.
Yes.
T-I-C. E-X-P-I-A. L-I-D-O. C-I-O-U-S.
Oh, I wrote that. James, just quietly, how do you spell? I'm definitely not Googling these. I just know it. Well done, mate. You've got a triple M prize pack.
If anybody was actually listening in there, they'd think somebody was just reading out the password to something, like to their Google account. Triple M.
Radio Chaser. Now, we're very happy here at Radio Chaser today. Reese, Mark, Charles and Dom, who is me, because the ratings were slightly up, ever so slightly up. We were looking to build on the success.
Within the margin of error.
Yes, within the margin of error. Frankly, the margin of error when it comes to us is usually less kind than that. Coming up very soon, the nation's favourite segment, Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss, which I think is one part of the ratings triumph. But Reese, you've taken on the task of finding how to be better radio presenters on the internet.
And, I have.
You've got some tips. Maybe we could do some of them in the second hour of the show, coming up after midday.
Absolutely. I've also got here, it's got controversial issues, obviously not to touch. The economy, crime, global warming, education, same-sex marriage, war, religion, etc.
That sounds like the list of topics that we cover in our show.
Absolutely. We're going against that in every possible way.
That could
big shout out to Margaret Court. You know, she'll be in our second hour. Margaret Court. Yeah, talking about her needs and wants. We've also got interviews here. Obviously, you'd have interviews with recent newsmakers, which we did yesterday. And
yes.
Interviews with local politicians.
Fascinating.
Absolutely. Interviews with local... This is a favourite. Interviews with local professionals, doctors, therapists.
That's pretty much on, that's on brand for Triple M, I think.
That's totally on brand. Let's talk about your mother.
I'm going to call up my psychiatrist in the second hour.
Exactly. Let's talk about Charles's childhood. So,
basically, what we're saying is do not stay with us on Radio Chaser. Triple M. Radio Chaser. All right, it is time for the nation's favourite segment.
Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss.
News stories lovingly curated and gathered by me. I put them to the panel.
This is one of my favourite
segments. Cat's Pajamas
or
Cat's Piss. Look, just quietly, it is the nation's favourite segment.
0.4% can't be wrong.
Yeah, confirm that in the ratings this morning. I've had a little pat on the shoulder. I've had no such thing. Anyway, let's move on. First story today brings us to our friend Donald Trump. Mm. And apparently, since he tweeted the word covfefe, he tweeted at one point, despite the constant negative press, covfefe. We think it was coverage gone wrong. He didn't delete it for hours. Who knows what was going on there. Mm. But after that point, a lot of people got vanity license plates saying covfefe in Maine, Nebraska, and North Carolina. Basically, everyone went on the internet.
That's who he was speaking to.
Ordered a covfefe license plate. But I want to put this to the panel because I'm a bit like, how long is that funny? I think it's still funny.
Yeah.
Covfefe. I had a lot of fun on Twitter on the day, but it probably takes a few weeks for this thing to come through. Are you celebrating an ancient meme that no one will get? Is it Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Pissed and a number plate saying covfefe?
I think it's definitely Cat's Pajamas.
I think Cat's Pajamas too.
This is going to last. This is going to be a part of U.S. political history.
Yes. Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is, you know, Lincoln being shot.
Yep.
Watergate.
Watergate.
It does remind me of, like, it's sort of like getting a tattoo in a way, of having a number
That's
plate.
What I'm wondering.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember seeing a guy who had a tattoo of all the individual members of Kiss on all over his back. And then one of the members left the band.
Fantastic.
Do you know what I mean? He's stuck with Eric the Fox. He's literally stuck with Eric the Fox on his back.
What do you think, Mark? Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss?
I'm going to go Cat's Pajamas in the same way that I celebrate those Sydney Olympic volunteers who still wore their volunteer outfits for years.
Still do.
They still do. Let's have a bit of pong on those. So yeah, Cat's Pajamas.
Hold on to that one moment of glory when you were the first in Maine to get covfefe. Look, it's entirely possible that you'll have that number plate longer than he's president. So
hopefully
it might well work out. All right, next story. Now, some young men in Spokane, Washington, have posted an ad on Craigslist seeking a generic dad to come and grill burgers and hot dogs for their gathering on Father's Day weekend in mid-June. Their own fathers live elsewhere in the state. They want a dad who will come and bring his own grill, but they'll provide burgers and hot dogs.
And also sort of shout at you.
Yeah. provide unwanted life advice.
Exactly.
I'm barbecuing.
And bring up really embarrassing things from your childhood. I'm just wondering what a generic dad is. Does he have like just crosses for eyes?
Generic anecdotes about when he used to play footy and how he's really good and generically trying to banter with the actually young guys. Generically awkward.
Very generically.
This is a reality show waiting to happen. Generic dad.
Just the audition scenes.
Yeah, no, Cat's Pajamas. Absolutely. That's fantastic.
I'm Cat's Piss on this. This is creepy as.
Who's going to answer that ad? Well, that's the question. I am generic dad.
Several potential, a couple of dads, in fact, all three of you are dads. A couple of dads have responded. Apparently, the requirements include being able to build your own deck, and you've got to talk about lawnmowers and the musician Jimmy Buffett.
The Buffett, I drop on that one because I'm good with the lawnmower and I can build a deck.
You could be the generic dad.
I could be the generic dad.
I think of you as all of our fathers, and given what I've heard about you in the 80s, you possibly could be.
Thank you. Big shout out to my girlfriend, Holly.
Now, this is in fact, not unlike sleeping with Reese Muldoon. There's a bizarre new trend. Which sees women, for reasons of health and rejuvenation, putting wasp's nests inside their vaginas.
Ground up! Did you have to make that mental picture? Like, honestly. Dom! Look, it's a trust exercise.
Okay, I'm going to say that this is Cat's Pajamas because think of the swelling that you'll get. I mean, think of the size benefit. You go in there, you get stung. That's instant growth.
Make this go away.
I'm mentioning this because this is a public service announcement. Because authorities have told people not to do this. They say,
well, what do you think? It's like going, don't let an alligator in the bathtub with you. Unbelievable!
There are ads out there.
It's like, don't shoot yourself in the face. I mean, come on.
Look, the ads, they're on Etsy, and they say they can heal cuts, rejuvenate the uterine wall, and clean out the vagina after childbirth. However, there are warnings that it can burn when applied.
But you know that there is a website that it's called Regretsy? Things that you bought on Etsy that are really crap, and it's called Regretsy. That goes straight to Regretsy. That's Cat's Piss. You should never have mentioned
it. I'm going to go any further and say I just wouldn't be putting the wasp's nest in any orifice at all.
I wouldn't be going near a wasp's nest.
This is the Dill Team. Triple M Radio Chaser.
It is Apple Nerd Christmas today. The Worldwide Developers Conference kicked off in San Jose, California, and it's something like 3 a.m. Sydney time this morning. Tim Cook and the team announced all their new gimmicks, treats, gadgets, and so on. And the one getting the biggest news is the HomePod, which is an incredibly stupid name. It sounds like some sort of weird breeding, sleeping thing. It's not. It's a speaker. So what the HomePod is, it's a speaker that looks kind of like a bin, or if you're an Apple nerd, it looks like a Mac Pro. And it's one of those new speakers that Google and Amazon have as well that sits in a corner of your room, always listening.
Right there, Mr. Putin.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing.
That explains why our ratings went up.
Hey, Vladimir. So it sits there all the time, and a bit like how with your phone, you can go, "Hey Siri," and it goes.
It doesn't work. That's the whole point.
So there it is. Just it's always monitoring you.
Hey
and
Siri.
Hey Siri. I should just point out to our listeners, everybody's got their phone out right now saying, hey Siri. And
work?
Siri's just saying,
hold on,
up yours.
Hold on.
Siri's not
hey
responding.
Hey Siri.
No, nothing.
Hey Siri, do you hate me?
This is so sad.
This is just tragic.
Anyway,
this is so tragic.
So the magic of this.
Hang on, I'm going to try them on. Hey Siri.
I'm in a room with three men in their 40s talking to their phones.
Yeah, exactly.
This is pathetic.
So what you're saying is Apple has turned this into something that you can pay a lot more money for.
But this is the thing that I find weird, yes. Right? Like, but that it's a pretty thing.
So it's pretty.
Basically just a device you can yell at, "Hey, Siri!"
Yeah, and
"Hey, Siri!"
Yeah, it sits there in the corner. This is what gets me about it. I don't like it. It sits there in the corner of your room monitoring what's going on, recording it, uploading it to the internet. And Google has one as well. You can ask what's the weather like or whatever. Amazon has one called Alexa that sits there and you can order more nappies or something. Just like, "Hey, Alexa, more nappies," and they arrive.
Oh, no.
Is that convenient or is that freaky?
No, because I never buy nappies.
No, but that's just got Hellride written all over it. I mean, the fact that you're being followed, like they've got here as an example that you can go, "Hey, Siri, who's the drummer in this?" And it goes, you know, "Dave Grohl," or whatever, right? Yeah. Like, so you can ask things about the song that you're listening to.
There's nothing sinister about that, though.
No, but it's not going to work. You just proved, like, you're going, "Hey, Siri, look, I'm looking at Charles's phone. I'm sorry, it's got here, "Hey, Siri," and it's written on his phone now, "Hey, Siri, who was the drummer in this undergoes, you know, Dave Grohl," or whatever, right, I think. And I thought about this song, sinister about that. That is not going to work. You just proved that you're going, "Hey, Siri."
It's brilliant.
That's
technology.
What it's on the,
but
it's,
you
it
know
doesn't
what?
Work.
It started to ruin things, because I used to do a quiz elsewhere, and I'd start to find that people would hold their Google, like Android devices up to the phone,
right.
And you'd hear, you'd say, "Who was the first Prime Minister of Australia?"
And
it would be like, I think the Google one's like, "Boo-doo!" And it's like, and you can tell that it's searching, and so they're just cheating. And so it will ruin pub trivia for one thing.
Yeah.
But having it, I just don't like the idea of this always on speaker. Like, what if it's there and you're like having sexy time?
Dom, maybe for ordinary people, but you don't say anything of significance anyway, ever. Like, what in your life do you have to be secret about?
Hey, Siri, delete Charles from my phone book.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Yeah, Reese, Mark, Charles and Dom with you. And look, we do like to look out at the Chaser for government stuff-ups. There's usually a reliably large number of them. But I think for 2017, the government stuff-up that just keeps on giving is Centrelink. The extreme nature of their stuff-up. Particularly given that they're tasked with helping the most needy and vulnerable amongst us. The people who are most deserving of help.
Well, this all goes down to the sort of data. They've used big data to try and identify people who've been overpaid.
They've probably used Siri. That's probably where they went wrong.
But it's not based on the fact that they've overpaid. They're using these algorithms. They're using these sort of robots to sort of say, this probably looks like somebody who might have overpaid.
Yeah.
But then they send them threatening letters saying, "You've overpaid."
Yeah, but have you also noticed too that there was a thing that came out that said something like, you know, they had 42 million calls in the last 10 months, right?
Yeah,
And the government's problem that they identified was people that had an app that would recall Centrelink. And so they're looking into, you know, cracking down on the app, not on fixing the problem.
Not on the problem, which is that we need an app to keep calling back Centrelink because you can't get through.
Well, this is the whole thing, that if you receive one of these letters, they say if you want to dispute it, you've got to call. But of course, when they call, it's like literally hours on hold before you can actually get through to somebody.
Well, in fact, because this, you know, it's been such a disaster, Centrelink has now added not answering calls to their list of services.
Thank you for calling Centrelink's unanswered call hotline. This call will be recorded for quality and training purposes, and also to be leaked to journalists, but mainly to be leaked to journalists. If you would prefer your call not to be recorded, tough titties, please select from the following services. If you want to be told your call is important to us, press 1. To be told your call has been placed in a queue, press 2. To be told all our operators are currently speaking to other customers, press 3. To hear the sound that number 4 makes, press 4. It's nice, isn't it? That's the most satisfying experience you'll have this call. We value your time and want you to enjoy your Centrelink experience. One of our operators will update your hold music to something more fun shortly. If you have not applied for any jobs today because you've been on hold with us all day, please pee in a cup and submit it for drug testing. Now. If you would like music more conducive to urinating, please press 6. If you would like a Centrelink worker to retrieve the cup in the next 5 to 28 working days, press 7. Is there anything else we can do for you today? At the tone, say no.
Yes?
I'm sorry, it sounded like you said yes. To say no, say no.
Oh, for f-
Is he gone?
He's gone.
Oh, okay, great.
Hello, Centrelink here, ready to help you with anything you need. Oh, you've hung up. Oh, no.
Radio Chaser. Triple M. Sydney Radio just got a whole lot more intelligenter. Triple M.
And
Radio
nothing's
Chaser.
More intelligenter, nothing's more intelligenter than the Chaser Awards on Radio Chaser. Coming up very shortly, we hand them out to anyone. We hand them out to everyone. If you think you deserve one, maybe even call in 133353 and maybe you'll get an award.
Now, Dom, I've got a little bit of a relationship problem.
Oh, dear. Oh.
I want your advice for.
This is the point where we should call the psychiatrist in as an expert.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Some people sort of think that I'm a little bit insensitive at times, which I'm sure you haven't picked up on.
No, not at all. Like when you said you just hated the sound of my voice and didn't want to listen to me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm preemptively on your wife's side, by the way.
I'm just being honest, Dom.
guys.
Now, yeah. So my wife went overseas a few weeks ago and she came back about a week ago. Mm. And she obviously, as she was going through duty free, bought a new perfume.
Because it was a bargain.
She bought Delta
or something.
It's sort of 70% less if you buy it at duty free. Right? Yeah. I don't know what it was. I've never sort of smelled it before.
The Real Housewives of Melbourne have got out their own perfumes.
What?
So, yeah, they do. So you could actually, maybe she picked up
is
one.
Is it literally eau de toilette?
Well, it sort of is.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
No, yeah. Because this is the problem, which is I really dislike the way she smells now. Like she puts it on every day and you sort of go, that smells awful.
Have you told her this?
Yeah, have you broached this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I see.
Because I
know. You just broadcast it.
She won't listen to this. Look at the ratings. It's sort of a guarantee.
No, it is true that the Triple M audience, looking at the data, does skew somewhat male. So you could be safe.
Okay. But what I want your advice on is how to broach with her the fact that, because she will have spent quite a lot of money on it. Like it'll be her special treat.
Yeah, I think I know.
And it will have been quite a big bottle, I think.
I think I know how to do it.
It's a trough. She's brought a massive trough.
Maybe she just bought a urinal. Yeah, exactly.
Can you describe the smell, actually?
What's it like? What sort of notes?
Is it the flowers that have kind of gone off?
Hints of old grandma. You know, it's sort of prissy. It's a prissy sort of floral.
You think it's like a masking thing.
But it's not like, yeah, that's right. It's sort of like it's trying to hide
some
stench,
other really bad.
I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to be careful with that.
Like that car smell sometimes in a taxi where you go, that's just covering up farts.
Yeah.
Definitely don't.
Yeah, I think what it is.
Any car smell I wouldn't use as a perfume. Yeah, you can get that as a spray.
It's too aggressively sort of floral to be nice. It's sort of aggressively floral.
That's actually a good name for it.
I've just realised it's very hard to describe smells.
It is a little bit.
Aggressively floral.
So what do I do?
I think you do this. I think you find the offending bottle. Right? Oh. Okay, yeah. And you go, oh, what's this? It smells horrible. Then you're removing her from the equation.
Oh, it smells like me, love.
And you go, no, you smell way better than that. Why would you ever use this?
I love it.
Yeah. I've emphasized her natural scent.
Her natural musk.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, I hate that as well.
Oh.
I've got an idea, actually. If you, there's a good and a bad side to this, Charles. You could just buy her a very expensive
different
other perfume.
Right.
Oh, so she smells it.
And then just pour that into the...
Write over in Texter on the other one.
Yeah. Well, my favourite scent is Lynx. So maybe I'll just do that.
I'm big on the Lynx.
Is this the time to point out that you often don't use deodorant? Like, I think in the equation, she's still ahead.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
And it's time for the final segment of our show, which is always the prestigious exclusive Chaser Awards.
We really have to do something about that fanfare.
Yeah, that's just so crap.
It's fitting. I just want to give a quick award first off to the person who put the AC/DC pinball machine in the studio. Very exciting. Bit of a distraction for us. But then, because we were playing too much pinball during the show, they switched it off. So it's now just an annoying, inanimate object in the corner of the studio.
I'm going to put it back on.
So like, if you want to have a go of the AC/DC pinball machine here at Triple M, all you need to do is get a job at Southern Cross Austereo, and you can play it anytime you want.
Yep, you can hear the machine.
You can hear Hell's Bells in the background. There it is.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's not annoying at all. Okay, well, my award goes to the weather.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So the manufactured
this is like weather? This is like a bad award. This is like, you know, terrible. Because I don't know whether you watched the cricket overnight, but so Australia were on track. So David Warner got 4,000 runs.
Yep.
He's like the fourth person in the world to ever get 4,000 runs in one day.
Yep.
They were cruising to victory against Bangladesh. Would have set them up for, you know, top of Series A. You know,
Can we turn the machine off?
No, we can't. No, we actually can't. We can't. Like, that's it. Keep
going.
I've ruined the segment. And then the weather cuts out like 16 minutes before they would have had a game. Like, so it just started raining. They had four more overs to go and it would have been a legitimate match.
Yep.
Instead, the whole match had to be abandoned.
It was the government. The government controlling the weather. The government controlling the weather.
Okay, that's it. Chaser Award goes to the government.
Right, to the government controlled weather.
Mark, you got a Chaser Award?
I'd love to give a Chaser Award to some very special people for celebrating a ratings boost that's barely outside the margin of error, the Chaser.
Yay!
Very nice.
A double award, really, because we did so well in the ratings. Anyway, Reese.
Yeah, I've got it. This award actually goes to my dad.
Who's Papa Muldoon.
Papa Muldoon is up in Coffs Harbour and he has a regular little team. They go and do trivia. You know what I mean? All, you know, old-timers, old ex-Air Force guys, blah, blah, blah. And basically, they're doing their trivia night. The question comes up, and the question is about me.
About you, Reese Muldoon.
Mm-hmm. And he gets it wrong.
What was the question?
The question was, what is the name of your character in House Husbands? And they had
I wouldn't know that.
Multiple choice.
So Mark, what's the answer?
House Husband number two.
Mark is the answer. Mark is actually the answer. So yeah, and so my dad got it wrong. Thanks for that, Dad. So big shout out to him.
Big fan of your work.
Can we also give a shout out to a friend of the show who deserves a very special award? Someone who knows when to get out of the country when the going gets tough. Sam Dastyari, out of the country when Four Corners is.
By the way, we talked to him yesterday actually from London, and that interview is going up on the podcast today as a special bonus.
Great.
So got a longer cut of that.
But Sam, just to clarify, mate, so there was a huge Four Corners last night about sort of China's influence in Australian politics. And of course, Sam accepted some money from the Chinese. Is that what Sam
featured rather heavily.
Yeah. And so he claims that he was over in the UK to edit his book and hang out
with his mate with the Labour campaign.
Or maybe it was to do with the massive Four Corners investigation into him.
No, total coincidence.
That's great. Give up your time for the Chaser. One day to do an exclusive interview, then the next day get burned in the Chaser Awards. We're tough friend. My final award
goes to
Donald Trump, who had a signing ceremony today for his new aviation restrictions without anything to sign. Literally nothing to sign. He signed a piece of paper suggesting that Congress might want to do something. Here's an idea for you. But at least he got to sign something.
Yeah, well, that's better than normal.
Which is the cue for us to sign off. Catch you tomorrow from 11 right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
See ya.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.